Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, besties? And welcome to Thursday's episode of Pillows and Beer. I am finally back home now, or I am back home now. Craig is home for today. And we got Mr. Nick Norris chiming in from Virginia. So what's going on, guys?
What's up? We've made it through a stormy day today, but it's all cleared up.
Today was one of those days where my phone had all sorts of like alerts going off for flooding and this and that, and my Alexa was going off as well. I just said her name and she popped up. And yeah, it was like alert after alert after alert of a flood, and then, you know, just kind of some heavy rain, and then come 3 o'clock, boom, the sunshine is out, and it seems to be shaping up to be a banner weekend here in Charleston.
I thought you were going to say your phone was going off with stock market alerts all day. It was a skyrocketing, fiery, fiery, fiery day.
Good.
I think basically it was the day that, like, when you're sitting there playing blackjack with all your friends and you're like, and the dealer at 16, you're like, please just bust on this hand. Like, make it fun for everyone.
And then it busts. And everyone was stoked.
Yeah, I went up 13% on the day. And I was like, thank God. I was down like 13% prior.
I think, yeah, okay, nice. Hell yeah. 13% on the day. Good job, Craig.
Well, yeah, me and Nick actively trade, though.
Yeah.
Like, and it's... we try to inform ourselves so it doesn't become gambling, but you know, when you're swing trading, it seems very volatile. That's true. But fortunately I was distracted all day and I was able to cover a position, but I had a lot of open positions. And then when we got done doing what we were doing for the day, I was like, I got a text from my buddy Ryan and he was like, everything worked today. And I was like, oh. Anyway, I bought these little tickers.
I have no idea what any of that means.
Yeah, it's fine. And I didn't get to watch a lot of golf though. So I'm actually just now looking at the scoreboard for the first time. I guess you and Shep were watching out on Sullivan's. How do you?
Yeah. So it felt a little bit, you know, a little bit just like, you know, old times, man, going out to Sullivan's, watching some golf after we had a little lunch and we watched a little bit of golf and, yeah, it was just cool. I mean, the Masters,
you're not like supposed to feel like old times with Shep Alston. You're supposed to be making new times in your life.
I understand that. And I said, it felt right. Of just like, I used to always go out there and, you know, we used to sit and belly up to a bar or something. And that's not what happened. Man, just the Masters is just a wonderful time of the year. And I got to see Tiger kind of tee off and I wanted to watch that front nine. Dustin isn't doing anything, but that doesn't mean that he couldn't catch fire at some point.
I think he's only through six holes.
Bryson. Okay. Maybe that's true. Maybe. Yeah. I don't remember who seen off when, but Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler were on fire. And
I will say, fun when you're like certain days, the old format, like this format's cool. Cause like I still can watch golf today. Like I like that golf's on 10 hours today. Like, Live is fun for like, you know, everyday tournament, but like for the Masters, I like that it's long.
I mean, it's Thursday for God's sakes. I can't sit there and just watch the whole thing. I just can't do it. I love the Masters. It's not that interesting to me. I know that some people are like, I mean, I was talking to Shep and he like couldn't even take his eyes away from someone's drive. He was like, I was like, buddy, it's Thursday. Like, look at me and talk to me about, right, you know, this. And it's just not that serious until Saturday, and really not even until Sunday. And then, yes, I'm locked in. I'm locked into watching Max, whoever's chasing.
Homa's doing well. Tiger's playing he's right in, now.
He's in Tiger's group. What is Tiger at?
Minus one. Okay. I'm looking because I helped Paige's brother Gary
birdie right now.
Yeah, set up golf group or his Masters like pool, and we put DeChambeau in there and Scheffler. Yeah, they are. I didn't get to enter mine in time on Sheps because I thought there was gonna be a rain delay. My buddy that works with the PGA like said they were on their phone until like 4 a.m. Okay.
Yeah, it was stupid on my part too because I was sitting there. I was in bed early as hell last night, and I could have just sat there and been like, okay, make picks.
Yeah, done. I just put it off. I was like, this is going to be fun, so I want to do it later. And I just
didn't do it.
I put it off. Have you guys been to Augusta ever?
Oh, yeah. Three or so times I've been, but only
to the Masters rounds. Or just to Augusta?
To the Masters.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've never been.
I mean, I'm going to tell you. For all those out there listening who have husbands and boyfriends and you know, or if you love, you know, the Masters, of course, it's like you think that you need a badge prior to going to the Masters. Not the badge is one of those most highly coveted things that you can possibly get. And, oh, I didn't get a badge. I'm going to tell you what, man, my dad and I went the very first time we went in a practice round Tuesday. So the par three contest Wednesday. So we went Tuesday and we pulled up and we parked and we were walking down. I mean, it's so funny because the Masters is so elegant and so beautiful and so this and so pristine and so manicured. And then the whole strip that's leading up to it is like McDonald's and Arby's and Hooters and TGI Fridays and your Taco Bell. And it's like every chain restaurant that you could ever think of. It's the exact opposite of what you think of when you think of the Masters. And we were able to cop tickets from some guy. And I did it another time when I went out front and people are leaving for the day. And, you know, you kind of look at them and you're like, hey, can I get that badge? And, you know, they'll give it to you or they're like, Chef did.
Yeah.
And you literally can pass off like a ticket or whatever for, you know, like $100. So,
I mean, that's great.
I have not been during the actual tournament though.
I'm not against pass backs like that because you're not adding to the amount of people there. If you're taking one out, I don't mind you adding one to the event.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all. I think the badge should, you know, is interchangeable.
I do too, but I guess that you're right. Yeah. The badge. I guess that I could get the person who initially owns the badge banned for life or something. Whoopsies.
I mean, those tickets are finicky. Damn, that's a big commitment to go without tickets. My buddy Sean got there's this name of like this one badge, and it's apparently the best hospitality ticket to get of the year. And he was brought by like
it new. It's new.
I think so. And yeah. he went with Woodward One, some guys that do our podcast, and he was talking to him about us. And the guys were he was like, I'm at this, you know, so and so thing. And the other guys in my group were like, dude, that's the highest ticket that you can get. And he said it's like six restaurants inside of this like hospitality tent and everything's free. And like he said,
I think
it was
called like, you know, Map and Flag or something. I mean, Nick's probably gonna correct me because he's, you know, eating pizza in his
I was like right was now. It over like is it overrated at all? And he was like, no. He was like, it was incredible.
Yeah. Didn't we talk about that it's like $19,000 for the week or something?
No. Well, is that, I don't know if we were talking about the same thing, but
17,000 that you sent in Austin. And okay. Yeah, I think that is pretty much what the premier ticket is for the Masters.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the value comes from not having to win the lottery. So like people don't understand that you can't just buy tickets to the Masters like you can to a football game. You have to win a lottery to be allowed to buy.
Yeah.
So if they're going to put a ticket available to the public, if you can afford it, that will sell out in minute, like a Taylor Swift concert.
Right. that's actually an important thing to highlight to our besties listening, is that you cannot just go on and buy Masters tickets. You're like, oh man, well, everything has a price. Like, that's kind of the point with the Masters, is that I think, damn it, I was going to say something and I lost it.
I think you can, in the past, if you got caught selling your tickets, you could lose your tickets for life.
Correct. Buying or selling, you can get banned from the Masters. God, if technically, if you get caught.
Yeah.
Bring in your cell phone.
His cell phone. Yeah.
His cell phone. He brought in a cell phone.
Jerry's there all week. I was supposed to go the year COVID hit. Yeah. Jerry's goes over.
He does a lot of work with it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I was like, if Dustin's winning on Saturday, fuck, I'm in California.
You're going to be in California, dude.
Yeah, there's no way.
You're not going to the Masters.
No, but if he was winning on at the end, if I wasn't in California, I would consider driving down for Sunday. But
yeah.
Anyway, good luck to all the Masters competitors and athletes. Swing hard, hit them straight.
I think.
All right, let's take a quick break.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store, but did you know Shopify powers selling in person too?
Shopify Point of Sale is your command center for your retail store. The POS is perfect for accepting payments to managing inventory. Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Especially with the spring coming, spring shopping in Charleston, our POS from Shopify gets a lot of action. Fortunately, we will have it at the new store in Nashville, and we have used it online since the very beginning of our company.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/pillowsandbeer.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. Happy Masters Week to all of those who celebrate. I'm sure there's something else happening this week, but we're glad the weather cleared up for them. And me and Austin are in Charleston, Nick's in West Virginia. And I read some funny story, and I hate reading stories without context, but one of the golfers just talked about his first time playing in the Masters in like 2001, and he hit a guy in his head, like his first shot. And he was like, this guy's been waiting for Masters tickets his whole life. And I hit him in the head with my, like, you know, sliced drive.
It was a practice round. It was a practice round, I think.
Yeah.
And then he said, and then my next shot, I hit a guy in the arm. He was like my very first two shots in the Masters.
Was it Snead?
I hit patrons.
To be fair, that is fun story to have. Yeah, I got drilled at the Masters.
I read a funny one as well. and then we'll take a break because we've been talking about the Masters for 10 minutes. Yeah. But
what is Masters Week?
That's
like, I will say that their entry, remember your story. Their entry, their graphics and sounds during the Masters are so peaceful.
Nick, that's up to you, buddy. Insert the music on our commercial break. And then hopefully we don't get sued. But the story that I saw was a girl tweeted, and she was like, guys, my dad just won the lottery for fucking tickets to the Masters. And she was like, now the fight for best sibling ensues. And she was like, I'll keep you guys posted. And then her next tweet goes, update, dad only got one ticket in the lottery because he knew that this like exact thing would happen, that me and my brother would fight over it, and he said I didn't want that to happen, so, you know, toodaloo. And so he's going to the Masters, you know, solo.
I
just think it's funny, you know. And he didn't put in for three, he didn't put in for two, he put in for one, and he said, if I go, it's because I don't want you and your sister to fight, or you and your brother to fight. And
well, it is kind of funny where you have to remember, that's one of those situations where you remember your parents are people too. And like at the end of the day, he's just a guy that like wants to go to the Masters who happens to have kids. And he's like
probably didn't think that he was going to win it. You know, he probably just kind of put it in. And
my favorite, I think, comment was wait till you see the selfie of look who I ran into at Augusta. You know, like he booked it with one of his best buddies or something like that instead.
Right. Oh. Right. Well, there better be no selfies, Nick, or else. Yeah,
Wait, Austin, that's one of the cooler hats I've seen.
I was waiting for that. This company, and I actually forgot that I was wearing it, but this company sent it to me. They reached out, Craig. They actually said that they reached out to you too. And I got to give them a shout out. Man, Albatross Golf with the Augusta hat. And I was like, hell yeah, I want that hat. So they sent me one, and I should have just
told them to send me through. Craig at sewingdownsouth.com. If they didn't send it there, I didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Okay. Yeah, I think that they DM'd you probably, because that's what I saw was a DM. Why don't you tell people what you're doing this weekend though, Craig?
I am going to, I mean, we've talked about it on here before, but I'm going to Napa for the first time. Which is kind of difficult to get to. I've never been to wine country. I have a very fond love and appreciation for wine. I've always been fascinated by it, and I can't wait to see what it's like in person. I don't know if I'll be overwhelmed, underwhelmed, what about it, but I love the like agricultural side, you know, that there's like, basically it's gardening grapes. And I just hope that my cold's completely gone so that I can taste the wine. That's what I've been thinking about, and the wonderful food, because I'm judging a food cook-off, and all of the food should be paired with Hall Wine Cabernet, with Brian Baumgartner and Catherine O'Hara and, Natalie Morales, and Catherine Hall herself, and all proceeds go to charity. They said they sold like 1,000 tickets. I was like, wow, good for y'all. I wonder what a ticket cost. But anyway, this is the vineyard that sponsors me and Austin and sent us wine throughout quarantine. So thank them for our Instagram lives.
You guys got to get up to me one of these times if you love wine country. And actually, I think Wine Enthusiasts named it the Charlottesville, Virginia, the best wine region in the America in 2023.
Okay, Nick.
Well, how much did your town pay for that?
We'll pat your head. You're doing good, man.
All right. I won't shit on it until I come and see it. But yeah, this is my first, you know, even to my travels to Europe, I never was with someone that wanted to go to vineyards. And that's all I wanted to do.
Really?
And
Paige,
isn't
a wine drinker?
Well, we've only been to Europe once, and we were in Capri.
I think he's talking Paige here.
Yeah, I'm talking French country. No, Paige likes wine. Paige isn't a big drinker though, but obviously we love like wine and cheese and stuff. But so we, you know, I've been to the vineyards by like Shep's Mountain House. Outside of Asheville.
Yeah.
Blueberry wine, real sweet stuff. But so I'm pumped. Austin says this is one of the best days of his life. He has been to this event.
It's true.
He hasn't elaborated why, but
it's like, I mean, I think that Napa, except in the summer, is like the same fucking temperature all year, which is obviously why they grow grapes all year. And it's such a, but it is just gorgeous weather. And this event brings in the best chefs from the region. And obviously when I went, I was like, I don't know how to pair, you know, wine and food. I was like, I love to drink wine with, you know, delicious food, but that doesn't make me a judge. And they were like, Austin, it like just do, you know, your best. And so it's all fun. And, you know, I was like, you know, I'm reaching across the table and I was like, hey, you even covered up my microphone. I'm like, hey, you know, what'd you write? And, you know, it just does not matter. Right. It's because all the food that you're being, you know, presented with is bomb. So you're sitting there like, oh my gosh, I could have four number ones here, but I guess I'm going to go with you. Right. And so it's,
oh, so it really is just like a fun thing.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, I love food and I love
think that Natalie Morales. Yes. So you will love it. And everyone going there loves food and loves wine. And, you know, the chefs are all laughing and smiling and their food is all awesome. And they try to go with off the wall dishes and Natalie Morales will be the MC, I believe. Right. So, you know, it's not like you have to chime in much, but you'll have like a microphone. And if you want to, you know, you can chime in and be like, oh, well, this was a really tough one. I couldn't decide between two and four or whatever. And, you know, you can drink as much or as little as you want. And gosh. And with that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Pillows and Beer. Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer, joined by Craig before he goes out to Hall Wine Vineyard and Mr. Nick Norris.
So who did you do it with?
Shep and I, and
You were there together?
Uh-huh. And then and then we met and we brought Taylor and Olivia as our plus ones. Yep. And a lot of local news guys, but then we met this chef that had been on Food Network, and his nickname is Shenanigans. So his name is Brian Malarkey. So if anyone out there watches the Food Network, then
that you sounds know really who this guy familiar.
Is. He is a really cool guy, and he was a lot of fun. Shenanigans. He has a bunch of restaurants in San Diego, and he's been like on Chopped and you know this and that.
Right.
You know, he's been on a lot of stuff. But we certainly did not have a Catherine O'Hara on there. No offense to any of the judges there, including myself. We certainly did not have
that. Me,
a Brian Baumgartner.
Raj Mathai, who's a news anchor in the area, and Ken Frank, who is a Michelin rated chef from La Toque. And then Catherine O'Hara and Brian Baumgartner. I'm pretty sure I saw my headshot and I was like, where the fuck did you like that? Like I was in like a busy week and like kind of approving certain things. And like, I see all of a sudden, like the graphic for the event gets posted. And I'm like, where did you get that picture from me? Like we have a very, like, I mean, we have a bank of headshots,
right?
Depending on the event.
What is
and
it?
They're like,
what is
they
it?
Were like, your assistant gave it to us. And I was like, oh, why was Anna Hayward sending fucking headshots for anything? That's not
a bad picture.
And show it, Nick. Just look how much fucking makeup I
show
have.
Show me.
See, I don't see that.
It's not bad. I just, there's better pictures of me that I like to use for this stuff.
On my phone.
But, you know, I mean, obviously, thank you, Anna Hayward, for sending something in. But I was like, it's,
oh,
there's a different place. I'm just nerdy. Like, I'm like,
I think it says
exactly where that picture was taken too.
And I think I'm taking, on my couch. I think I'm taking TV personality out of shit. For now on, it's just going to say like Bravo Southern Charm. And like, I would have never written, and I don't claim reality star anymore. And I fucking hate it. Like my parents accidentally said it and I walked away from them. No, it says TV personality, but like, look at Brian's, like it just says NBC's The Office. But like, I mean, I equate, and no offense to anyone that does these shows, but I equate being a reality star now to turnover shows like Bachelor, like Love Brother. Island,
stuff like that.
Big Brother, Survivor, like one offs, maybe not a one off, but like we've made a career. We've done something for 10 years on the same show. Like I am on TV. That's what I like to say. So my parents, we were at the Sky Club and someone was like, it's always like the most fun people too. Like just checking you out. Like, people were coming up and taking pictures and it was like a really fun family, like real flashy, like very hip. And they were like, who are you? And my mom was like, he's on reality TV. And I was like, oh, I got so angry. And I was like, I'm so much more than that. And so I was like, nice. And then I was like, my poor mom, she doesn't know any better. I'm like, we don't say that. We say he's on TV. And I don't know why, but everyone's a reality TV star now. And you're like, I just don't associate.
Okay, now, see, now okay, I want to like, just name off things that might piss you off that if someone called. Like, what about Bravo Liberty?
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, my parents, I'm trying to think, but it's always my dad. It's always my dad.
Because I'm not ashamed of Bravo, Nick. I just don't like, I'm on Bravo. Like, he's on Bravo. It's fine.
Yeah. I when I'm with my dad and we're talking to someone and he always does this one thing too that drives me crazy. And yeah, he basically says, man, something like that, right? Where someone's like, oh, well, is your son? And then he's like, you know, he's like a Bravo. God, what does he say? And I'm always like, dad, don't say that to people unless they specifically ask you, please, you know,
right.
I'm like, so embarrassed as if I'm like an 8-year old. There's like, don't kiss me, mom, as I'm going to school. Stop.
Well, because there's a tailored, there's a more like tailored answer to someone that like understands what like Bravo is. And then there's people that don't, you know, not everyone watches. Yes, reality TV, but like unscripted TV star. How about that?
Unscripted TV star.
Because that's what we are. See, we're different. Like
the star, I hate that.
Well,
I think that word is thrown around a little too much. Man. Yes, when I see people, when I see like a headline of someone that's on a show and it's like breakout star episodes. From, you know, and I'm like, they've been on one season or something.
Well,
and
like breakout I'm makes it better than when they just say the star. I don't like
want that to be said about me either, is what I'm saying. Like I would hate it if I did like an interview with people and then on the front cover it was like, you know, Southern Charm star Austin Kroll. I'd be like, don't do that. Like, you know, Southern Charm's Austin Kroll is fine.
Or one of Southern Charm's stars. Because star makes it so singular and like people think there can only be one star is how it used to be. So I will say like wasn't until about my fourth season that I came around to them using the word star because back then they didn't throw it away as like a headline grab like they do now. And so it was like one of Southern Charm's stars. And when I saw that, I had so much pride because I was like, holy crap. Like I'm like one of the stars of a show that's been on for a while. Like, okay, like I'll take that. But now like I just have to use because it's the newest show out and no offense and no shade to them. But I read a name. I've never heard of this name before. And it's on a network that I'm on. And it was like the star of or star of I've been on for five fucking episodes. What do you mean? There's a star of like, and I was just like, you don't call people that are on a show star of that. Like just being on the show doesn't make you a star.
Ooh, you don't get a participation trophy award, people.
That's it. Star is participation trophy now. And it's because these fucking news networks like tabloid sites use it to incentivize. No, salacious. Like to make the headline more salacious.
Yeah.
Like star of the valley.
Sure.
Does this. And you're like, oh my God.
It's all about headlines now, not about what's in the actual content.
Yeah. And they steal the integrity from like of these words.
I like to be a part of an ensemble cast, right? Like I like kind of what you said, right? Where it's like, ooh, like I'm one of the,
right.
You know, not like the star of Southern Charm and people.
No,
all know that I am not, you know, referring to myself as that, but I'm like, I love like ensemble part of it. Right. It's like a show about me for 42 minutes. I'd be like, oh my God. So I love it when it's like, you know, it goes to all the different people. And
yeah. Like think about like the Kardashians, like you're not like,
I don't
Kim's not the star of
I'm not saying that, you know, she is, but I'm just saying that I bet that Kim is probably like, this show was all about me and everyone else is piggybacking off of me. And I mean, it might've,
I didn't say now. That Kim, because when you and Kanye get back together, Kim, I want to be friends with you.
Do you?
I think he's the only person she ever loved. Okay. And I think he's still madly in love with her.
How about this? From like clips that I've seen from the Kardashians from like, let's say, man, from years ago, pre Kanye and pre kids, I think that she probably had that mentality of like, this is my fucking show, right? And now
oh shit, Austin just cut out. I guess you want to end it there, I guess. He's frozen.
All right, well, I'm going to go watch Dustin play. I love you guys, and yeah, see you next week.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.